Welcome back to this month's Practice Focus, continuing with our theme of personal growth and practice development all around. This month, we're going to focus on creating and presenting cases and building complete pathways to health. I want to leverage our topic from last month about creating the interactive, engaged patient experience and move that straight into diagnosis and developing of treatment plans. As we all know and have come to embrace and live by, no dentistry gets done until something is first diagnosed. And by golly, you can't stop there. It's not enough for a doctor to look at a patient's mouth and blast through the numbers of teeth or pre-existing conditions or to put notes in a chart or procedures on a plan. In fact, there are three vitally important parts related to diagnosis overall, what I call case building, and better said, creating your patient's pathway to health. First is that you have to always work backwards and reverse engineer from big picture to the details and pieces and parts, and then go back to big picture again. This is that comparing the current state of their mouth to the state of ideal and optimal health, and nothing in between. We don't start basic and go up. We start all the way and go back, doing our problems to possibilities. You understand? Looking at the mouth, seeing problems, going over the reality of where they are. So don't stop. Don't build from there. Go all the way forward to the future vision. Begin with the end in mind and ultimately talk about possibilities. And then work backwards to build the bridge between the two. All of this review for you. So, if you think about it, the vision for beginning with the end in mind and then how we get there from today, then coming back to where we'll end up and where we are going to ultimately be done. This is the ultimate secret to complete and comprehensive diagnosis and case building, and that's why the heavy lifting is done before the patient ever opens their mouth and gets probed and prodded and examined. The second part, most importantly, is what we covered last month. It's about how you involve and engage the patient in this process. How are you getting the patient to take ownership over their health and taking responsibility for what is ultimately going to be their decision on their own pathway to health and treatment plan? This is about creating an interactive diagnostic experience. It is about making it about the patient. It's not your diagnosis, it's theirs. It's not your vision, it's theirs. It's not your mouth or pathways to health or treatment, it's theirs. And finally, that leads us to the most vital part of the diagnostic process and the overall clinical experience, and that, of course, is the clinical yes and that sacred agreement between the doctor and patient about the outcome. This is how we create that closed-loop conversation. And imagine, in the patient's mind, while we are getting the clinical yes to solidify it. Now, we're going to talk more in depth next month about case acceptance and about getting the clinical yes. And so we're going to stop right here and go back to number one. Today, your work and where we're going to jump right into, because there's so much here to dive through, and we're going to do together and discuss all about your actual diagnostic strategy tied to complete health, comprehensive dentistry, and building cases and creating pathways to health and treatment plans. That's where we're going to focus. You couple that in with all of our normal patient engagement that we talked about last month, and that we already know, such as pictures of different pain, asking questions, involving the patient, making it about them, everything that we covered. And we believe you continue to grow and get better and better and become masters at that. This is where your practice should never stop and be very consistent. Okay? Now, I'm going to go straight into activities today so that you have enough time to work. This is one where you could listen straight through and then go back to your handouts, or you can start and stop between each section. Our theme with everything will be the same. What are you doing now, and how can you make it better, more effective, more consistent, and ultimately more complete and comprehensive, while continuing to keep in mind all patient engagement principles and your takeaway from your last practice focus. We are going to diagnose more dentistry. Therefore, help more people. Therefore, have no limitations in capacity or time or team or people, because we will have an abundance of ways to achieve optimal health for the patients you serve. Okay, there are three core things we're going to do. First, I want you all to revisit, how do you define complete health overall, and what are your pathways to health are going to be based around? I have to tell you, while I know this is review and we do it all the time, there is always a discrepancy, always, between what we say is complete health and what we diagnose with our patients. Those two are the most important parts of your entire practice that must have congruence and continuity between. In those discrepancies is all, okay, of the lack of success in arriving at your potential that you're capable of. Also, it's all of where we capture and create opportunity, where we go on offense, and where we move from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 to $25,000 per day, per doctor even, on the creation side. Okay? This is where we break through all plateaus and all limiting beliefs of what's possible. So, I will tell you this. So often, practices fall into the habit of a treatment plan being a list of problems and a list of procedures we're going to use to fix them, instead of an actual pathway. That's why we encourage the use of photography to be able to represent the treatment plan, because it focuses you exclusively on the total picture, pun intended, literally, I mean, picture. So instead of an actual pathway or plan that incorporates what you do and what you stand for, it's just a piece of paper with a list of stuff. I always say the most successful practices and the secret to success is that there is continuity from start to finish. We begin with, here's what optimal health is, and you discuss this. Usually the treatment coordinator with the patients, and you assess their goals. Then you show them, actually, with your tools and all the things you have, and we use their mouth to talk about their goals and then apply what's been discussed related to complete health to their mouth. You see, you use your diagnostic process to then arrive at a clinical yes on the outcome objective, and then you lay out the path. Only at that time do you lay out the path to get there. And that path should match and resemble and really be exactly in alignment with what you told them optimal health was in the first place. Very few, and I mean just about no one, actually has a treatment plan that matches completely with their philosophy of care. Every one of them should have gums, teeth, bite, smile, airway, soft tissue, hard tissue, occlusion, aesthetics, whatever. And however you want to present this in your practice, and maybe the patients, the gums, we say, they're great, you're in good health. And maybe we say, routine hygiene, health maintenance appointments for you every 3, 4, 6 months. And then maybe teeth, there's a list of ones we're going to fix, but then a description about how we're incorporating that into their occlusion and bite. Ultimately, talking about smile or aesthetics and the overall approach or outcome or ideal or final phase or finishing, whatever it is, you get the idea. And technically, the pathway to health should be the final objective laid out in reverse order of how we're going to get there, with the pieces and parts being included in the overall components without being broken down in stages or steps for appointments. and not starting from the ground up building forward, but starting from the ultimate objective and working backwards. Anyhow, here's the point. Your first activity is going to be to go back and assess your pillars of health. And what are you using, how you are using those to compare against every patient's current state of health and case building comprehensively. This is a conceptual conversation at this point. Think of it this way. Complete health defined by what specific pillars of health and how you keep that consistent from start to finish. And then using that to engage in every component of your diagnostic approach and ultimately your building of cases and your creation of pathways to health. Simple question. What are you doing now? More important question. What can you do better? And I could elaborate on what are you not doing that you know you should, or what are you doing sometimes that you should do more often. But you get the idea at this point. You're practice focus masters. So take your championship team and discuss high level play engineering and orchestration specifically and exclusively around how we are diagnostically engaging patients with our pillars of health. First, define what they are, and then how we define complete health overall as an outcome. Okay? Stop there. Let's do it. The second part I want you to go into is now those actual details, the actual movements, tactical steps, system process protocol. Every single step and stage of your clinical experience from before the doctor walks in a room to the doctor and clinical team member, clinical tag team triangle, and then after the doctor leaves. For every patient visit, start with a new patient, then emergency, then hygiene in need of updates, or one without, or any patient category you want, maybe an ortho patient with problems or ready for phase 2 cosmetics, whatever. But most of all, focus in on new patients and walk through every single thing that is being done or supposed to be done and how you are diagnostically creating specific, I'm talking about actually, creating the most complete pathway to health and using your tools, technologies, resources, and systems-based approach to building. Let me restate. Systems-based approach to building the most comprehensive cases every single time without fail or exception. What is your diagnostic protocol, process, and approach? Who does what, when, how, I could even say why, in what order? When are there exceptions or audibles or adjustments? And then, of course, how can we make it better, friends? All the things, okay? This is truly where the rubber meets the road. How can we build bigger cases? How can we be more complete in our diagnosis? How can we be more comprehensive with our charts, records, tools, technology, diagnostic engagement? Okay? What's expected before doctor, with doctor, after doctor, from everyone's perspective? This is awesome, all right? Get it done. Finally, now that we have done these two 1-2 punch type activities, they should obviously build on each other. And from there, I want you to do a very direct action and implementation conclusion using the following three questions. First, where do you see gaps or discrepancies or inconsistencies based on what you have now discussed and reviewed tied directly to case building and pathway to health creating comprehensively? Okay? Gaps, discrepancies, and inconsistencies. Where and why? Secondly, why is this the case and what are we going to do to change it? In other words, solve number two. But let's not just put Band-Aids. Let's go to the origin of it and say, such as, we're not leaving enough time for new patient-doctor engagement pieces. Such as, okay, we have a piece of technology that's outdated or not working or whatever. Such as, somebody isn't trained to do this or that. Okay? Whatever. Doctor's rushing two places at once, you know. Why is this the case, and what are we doing to change it? And as specifically as possible, what is the action plan to make it happen? Who will own it? Whose responsibility is it? And to make it state of ideal for you, so you can make it state of ideal for your patients. Nothing else matters. This is the most important thing. And then number three, of course, I want you to then make a list of key takeaways for every single team member. And everyone make some commitments and deadlines, as well as dedicated check-ins overall on progress, which we'll also do next month as we build into that third and final piece of the triad of three vital things to ultimate case acceptance, diagnosis, complete treatment, and pathways to health. Okay, please remember, these are all connected and they are all building on each other. So you want to make sure you aren't just going through the motions, you're not just doing these practice focuses of one-off activities and moving on. Instead, revisit last month for accountability and follow through as well as doing this month and then perpetuating it forward. Also remember, every team member has a different vantage point and perspective and contribute and give great input. Our business team can say where patients are confused or not following things from their treatment plans and pathways to health, you know, situation. And all that comes back to clinical value and clarity of the need, want, deserve, reasons why. No matter what, we know you only help those people who say yes, which is where you're going to focus next month, getting more yeses. But even with the yes, it's only as good as what the yes is to or about, and that is what this month is all about. Friends, building comprehensive cases and pathways to health that are complete and thus creating more opportunities to help your patients in a greater way, which leads to big leverage and growth for you. Perhaps this is your most meaningful and valuable work of all. I'll see you next month.